And just to follow up on something I mentioned at the end of yesterday's show, it wasn't 1973, it was 1980. What do I know? Miles out. Good heavens above. Dear, oh dear. Okay, in a voiceover studio situation, what's really happening in a one-by-one voiceover read? Yeah, it may be that you're sitting there, headphones on, microphone in front of you, and sitting nice and kind of nice and comfortably in your chair, reasonably upright, yeah, shoulders down. You're relaxed, but you're still a little bit formal. You've got your stoppered water bottle to one side. You've got your notes in front of you and your script and a pencil as well. And you've been listening to the direction, and the direction keeps coming, and it keeps coming. And then there's a little bit more, and then there's some more feedback, and then someone else. And you're thinking, I must be rubbish. They're asking me to record every line one by one. I can't get into the groove. I can't get into the pace. I can't get into the rhythm. What's going on here? Well, to be honest, it may not be that unusual to ask you to record every line of the script, line by line. Maybe down to the timing or the exact intonation that's needed. Perhaps your sentence, or maybe just a phrase, has to fit with those of other people as part of a poem or a montage. Maybe it's got to fit with the beat of music or pictures. Or it may be that the director is not thinking of the overall takes they like, but the lines they like from each take, and get you to do individual lines, phrases or sentences separately to give them options when they're editing it all together. For example, they may be thinking, I'll take line one from take four and line two from take two. And even though they nearly hit each of the last two lines in take four and eight, those two lines really gel together in take 11. Yeah? So maybe that's what they're thinking, but they haven't actually communicated that to you. There could be method in their madness. So don't worry that you're not doing it right. You could politely ask why this is happening, but do as you're asked and learn. Maybe ask to hear back the whole script when it's been edited together so you can hear the overall effect and why this way of recording was necessary. Or if they say that the line is not quite right, ask to hear it in the rough mix with the other lines so you can hear for yourself what the problem is. You may understand it better if you can hear yourself where you've gone wrong, rather than have someone interpret that and verbalise it to you. Recording individual lines in isolation isn't always easy, because you've got nothing to lead in from. You have to start cold on the context of that line, and also with your pace and projection and everything else. And that's why tomorrow I'm going to be looking at line reading for voice training as Get a Better Broadcast podcast. A voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.